File 9, Listening 1.
Last year, I started to worry that I was spending too much on energy bills and not being careful enough about how I was using gas and electricity. So this year, I've made a few changes, which I would like to tell you about. Most of the changes I've made were easy, so I'm hoping that you'll feel encouraged to do the same. For example, like many people, I used to switch off the TV using the remote control, but this only turns off the screen, not the TV. When you leave a machine in standby mode like this, it's still wasting energy. Research shows that if we all unplugged devices when we weren't using them, we would save 10% of our total energy consumption over a year. Another thing I used to do was wash my clothes on warm, but now I wash them on cold, which is enough to get most things clean. I've also turned down my central heating a little. If my children complain, I just tell them to put more clothes on. Many of us use energy-saving light bulbs now, but not many people know that if you fit a special plug to your fridge, it regulates the amount of energy it uses and can save up to 20% in energy costs. Also, we all use too much water every time we make a cup of coffee. I now try to use a cup to measure the exact amount of water I need, saving time as well as money. One final tip. I listen to a lot of music through my headphones, but now I have a solar-powered media player, which means that when I'm away from home, I don't need any plugs or adapters. Overall, I'm delighted that not only am I saving money, but I'm also wasting fewer of the Earth's precious resources. My only regret? I could have saved at least $50 last year if I'd known this sooner.